Welcome to the Theta Minisode with your boy Big Manjora. And on the Theta Minisode, we are going to have conversations. They are quick, sharp, and entertaining football analysis, from match breakdowns to trending debates. Pia hapa ndani ya Theta Minisode tunaenda kwa real and unfiltered conversations. These conversations tunaenda kuziongelea venye zinafaa kuongelewa na kusema vitu venye zinafaa kusemwa. This is our first ever minisode ya the Theta Minisode. Na kwa hivyo ndani ya hii Theta Minisode nataka tuongelele leo Harambee Stars, they have been performing good katika their qualifying matches, but still it's not their best, sababu we are still in position 4 with 6 points having played 5 matches. Hiyo inakuonyesha we have not been on our best. Kuna team kama Gabon, it's leading the group right now, iko na 12 points having played 5 matches. Lakini pia ukumbuke kuna team kama Cote d'Ivoire ndani ya hii group iko second position, but I feel by the time nina drop hii minisode, maybe Cote d'Ivoire will be leading the group. Lakini kuna team pia kama Burundi ndani ya hii group, pia kuna Gambia na kuna Seychelles. So the group on paper inaka an easy one, na inaka if we end up winning our matches zenye zimebaki, we might end up getting the chances ya kuqualify for the World Cup 2026 ambayo itachezwa kule USA. The Harambee Stars wali end up kuget a draw against Gambia ambayo ilikuwa 3-3, na ilikuwa the first match ya Benny McCarthy, our head coach, ku coach our national team. So it was his first match. Atutam criticize sana, but we will work more on the players, on how the players maybe kuna partnerships alipata wrong, na kuna a few things he got right. He really deserved to get the flowers. Harambee Stars, starting from the goalkeeper Ian, he was so spectacular, saving a penalty ya Barrows, who is a top player. Pia Ian tunaweza sema at some point, some faces in the game, he could have done a few things much better. We could have maybe secured a win from the game. Tukitoka from the goalkeeper, let's talk about the backline. Now, tukianza the backline, I want to talk about the CB partnership. The center-back partnership, I even tweeted, it's one of the worst ever center-back partnership nishaiona kwa national team ya Harambee Stars. Sababu, tell me, why are you playing Anyembe with Mandela on the center back position when you have a player like Johnston Omurua? Omurua amekuwa consistent kuchezea national team, na amekuwa consistent akicheza partnership yake na Joseph Okumu, mwenye hako available this time for the national team. Lakini if you're going to partner center backs, I feel like going for Mandela and Anyembe wasn't the best decision. He could have at least gone for maybe Omurua with Anyembe or Omurua with Mandela, at least a player who is used to play for the national team at the biggest level kwa the center back. So there I feel like Harambee Stars, we didn't get it right. Tuna feel hapo tunge manage poa, maybe we could have at least avoid a few mistakes zenye zilifanyika hapo kwa backline. But I also feel our right back and left back, they did their best. Runi Onyango is a good player. When we are attacking, when we are on the offensive side, Runi Onyango offers a lot on the final third. So he was really, really good, but he needs to work on his delivery, yeah, crosses. Sometimes I feel like he's too, like, anachilia crosses zingine mapema haraka sana. He's too quick to give out crosses and passes. Sometimes I feel like he should be more composed and be able to deliver crosses that they might be danger for the opponent. Talking about the right back, let's switch off to the other side, the left back, Marcelo Ouma, ambaye nadhani was my man of the match here, your game. Ukiangalia the way Ouma played, Ouma is a top player. Ouma really played well. Ukiangalia, he was against a top winger wa Brighton, who is scoring goals and assisting for fans kule Brighton, Minte. So Ouma really kept Minte on toes, manze. Alimfanya Minte yako anaweza kutulia hapo kwa hiyo wing, sababu Ouma, he was really after him. Every time he was man marking him, na aliweza kumzuia, akuweza kukua more of a danger on our backline. Lakini bado pia na qualities za Minte, he really did a lot to ensure their team gets the goals. Ukiangalia the second goal, he scored the second goal. Pia the third goal yenye walifunga, it was across from him yenye ilikuwa deflected ikaingiadi kwa the center backs, but the center backs, they were not able to clear the ball away. So Ouma really had a good game playing against Minte. Pia ukiangalia that goal ilitokea kwake with the throw-in, aliweza kurusha a nice stroke kwa box, na we ended up getting an equalizer at the 9 minutes. So Marcelo was my man of the match. Now to transition from the backline to kingia kwa midfield, I have a lot to say about the midfield. The midfield iko filled with tired legs, starting from Teddy Okumu, who has been kwa Harambee Stars for almost 10 years, and he's an experienced player, I will say that, but still him being an experienced player aki make mistakes zingine zinaka bro, kwani haven't you been learning from the same mistakes umekuwa ukimake kwa national team? Sababu Teddy Ouma, Richard Odada, I will start by talking about these two midfielders. Teddy Akumu na Richard Odada. Richard Odada, Teddy Akumu. Ni hata si, ni, nafikiria niseme nini. Like, it's nothing personal to the players, but I feel their time is over for the national team. We need fresh legs. Even if we need to integrate these new players, this new crop of midfielders, they are willing to take the risks and they are willing to take on opponents. They are really open to dictating the plays. They are really active in transitioning from the back line to the final third. Players who they have the composure on the midfield and they can be able to be solid on the midfield. I'm about to say they are our midfield aspect that together could get more from our midfielders and it's to say they could win games. So because if we need to win matches, we need to have good center-back partnerships and a good midfield partnership. Ukiangalia the Richard Odada na Teddy Akumu midfield partnership, for me, right now, it's not working. So, Benny McCarthy, he has a lot of things to do to make sure he can get the best midfield partnership in it to put here the wins that we need. So, ukiangalia right now, these guys are not offering what the team really need. Ukiangalia Johanna, Johanna is a good player, but I feel like we have players like Timothy Ouma. I saw Ismail Gonzalez, it was maybe his first match after a long time ya kutokuitwa kwa national team. He tried his best, but I feel like if we need to get good results from these players, we need to be able to bring these players each and every time to our national team, to the camp, so that they can be able to connect really well. We need to have camps and friendlies maybe to be able to get the best out of these players. Sababu on the midfield side is what in a fail the national team. Na pia ukiangalia comparing, which is a little bit sad to compare national team with the Kenya under 20 team in iko katika AFCON under 20. Ukiangalia the likes of Kevin Wangaya, Kelly Madada, Andres Odhiambo. These players, they are really, really, really good on the defensive side. Na pia they are really, really good in terms of transition into the final third. These are players who they can detect the game. They can break the lines pale at the final third na kuweza kupatia our offensive aspect of the team a good crosses na good passes na kuweza kufinalize na kuget hizo goals. So we need player profiles kama hiyo ya the midfielder under 20, which I think the midfielder under 20 is really, really working well with the likes of Andreas, pia kuna the likes of Kevin Wangaya, and pia the other good players katika the Kenya under 20 midfield team. So if we get those kind of players, start integrating them early as possible to the national team, maybe we can be able to get some good results. Mixing it with the experience of these players, the players like Timothy Ouma, we need to bring them into the team. Crispin Erambo, who they are good players and I still think they have a lot to offer for the team. So transitioning from the midfield position to the offensive side, I feel we have a good offensive side. We have good players apo katika the final third. We have the likes of Olunga, who is a prolific striker. Ukiangalia what he's doing at Aldohel, scoring goals for fun. If he can get the right players pale kwa midfield na players who can really link up well with Olunga, he can get the goals. Sababu ukiangalia so far katika national tali yake ya Harambee Stars, he's not been getting the goals. But if he can be able to get the best out of Olunga, we can be able to produce lots of goals and we can be able to win matches. When you see a player like Ayunga, who I still think he needs to start for the Harambee Stars, or he needs to be brought early in the game, hata kama atakuwa kwa bench anafaa kuletwa mapema, kwa sababu he has a lot to offer for the team. He's a good player, he's really good at what he does offer for the team. Ukiangalia pia kuna player like Moba Jaberi, the star boy, the Kenya Police player. He's a good player, top player. He's doing all that wingers need to do. Ukiangalia the way he was tackling, there was a point he even tackled Minte and even got a yellow. But when you see Bajaber play, you see he's a top player, he's a proper winger. Na ukiangalia the goal aliweza kufunga, it was a spectacular goal. the way he curled the ball to the top bin, it was a beautiful play. So having players like Badzaber and a new debutant Pia Munginani, Wilson had a nice game. There was a point he dribbled past three opponent players, so he is a player that he shows that he has a lot of qualities in him, given the opportunity and the chance to be able to show up his qualities. Maybe he can be able to get us the best on the final third. Then we have a player like Masud Juma, who I think some people mostly say he's finished or something. But Masud Juma on the national team, he always shows that he has a lot to offer for the team. Having him as an experienced player on the team, itakuwa better for the team. Sababu ukiangalia the little minutes zenye alipatiwa, na ali get a few opportunities zenye angeweza kutupatia ushindi. So Masud Juma is a top player. Masud Juma is a great player. I won't say top player vile, but he is a good player. So Abu, given the opportunity, he always show up for the national team. So I'll still emphasize on our midfield. We need to get the right players kwa midfield yetu so that we can be able to possess the game, we can be able to control the game with our midfield. Sababu, a proper midfield can win you games. A proper centre-back partnership can win you games. Sababu, if we need to win games, we need to be solid. At the back, we need to be solid at the defensive side. We need to be solid at the midfield side so that we can be able to create more goals at the final third. Talking about the Harambee Stars, we have our game against Gabon on Sunday in Itakuwa hapa nyumbani Nyayo Stadium. It's after a long time of Harambee Stars kucheza game zetu in their country. It's a home. We finally get to the chance to witness the boys playing at home. So I wish the fans will show up. Najua my fans wata show up support my boys, ili weze kuwapatia the spirit na tuweze kuchant na kuchia them up so that they can be able to get a win against a Gabon side ambayo ni a very very good side. Ukiangalia the likes of Pierre Emerick Aubameyang, ukiangalia the Lamine brothers ambao wanacheza kule, not is it Lamine brothers when you wanacheza kule Wolves. So this is a team wenye iko composed with stars in katika hiyo team na pia some good qualities kwenye hiyo team. But tunasema football I matter kama we ni star. Sometimes pia master ufungwa na master ushindwa kufunga. So we need to get the right proper team for the head coach Benny McCarthy na technical team yake. They need to come up with a better starting lineup. They should learn a few things from the game yeah, Gambia. They should know that there are few players when they can really bring something and they can really offer a lot for the team. So they need to get the proper starting lineup so that we can get the goals as early as possible so that we can end up winning the match against Gabon. Tukiongelea pia hiyo maze, nataka hii sitaki ni sao, nataka wish all the best to the Kenya under 17 girls, the junior starlets. They really made us proud winning their game against Uganda. They have qualified to the last match yenye ambao watacheza against Cameroon. If they end up winning the game against Cameroon, they will end up being katika AFCON yeah the women's side, yeah, under 17. So it's up to them to deliver on their side. And this is a call to the national government and the federation. The federation and the national government want to create a conducive environment for our national teams, starting from the under 17s to the senior teams. If they create a conducive environment for these players, they will be able to produce good results for our teams and be able to put the Kenyan flag high. They can be able to show what Kenya is all about football. Kenya is a football nation, so we need to show up our qualities by creating a good conducive environment for the national teams. So it's up to the national government and to the federation. They need to be there for these teams, and as the fans, we need to cheer more for them so that these girls and boys, they can be able to get good results for us. And when they get good results for us, it will be a better thing for us as a country. So man, this is the first ever Teta Minisode, and it's your boy Big Manzora. Adios manze, shukran, thanks for tuning up and listening to my piece and my opinion on what I think of Harambee Stars na ni nini tunafaa to change hapa na pale. We all love this game kama venye Patrice Evra usema, I love this game manze, we all love this game. Bye.